Let's do this.
What is virtualization?
You're going to learn today.
Innovate like a startup. Deliver like an enterprise.
I hope you're coffeed up and ready because it's going to be a great day.
I know you're going to dig this.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Virtually Speaking Podcast with Pedro Aero and John Nicholson.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Virtually Speaking Podcast, episode number 113. My name is Pete Fletcher, a.k.a. Pedro Aero, and joining me once again is Mr. John Nixon. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm feeling great. Getting ready to go into, take off a little early right after the show and go do some fishing, probably.
Yeah, I think you mentioned something about a beach. You going to a beach? You guys have beach weather?
Oh, you know, as beach worthy as, you know, the glorious beach of Galveston Island.
Okay. Hey, man, it's any day at the beach is better. Any bad day at the beach is better than a good day at work, as they say, right?
Yep.
I like it. Well, I won't take too much of your time then. We'll try and let you get off the podcast so you can go and enjoy the outdoors. But until then, let's talk a little bit about something. John, this is something that you and I have talked about a lot, at least part of this. Like you actually introduced me into a product called vSAN Support Insight. And man, really, really cool stuff. We've got several episodes on that. We've done a VMworld session on it. And I really like vSAN Support Insight. But man, vSAN Support Insight is just one small piece of a much bigger and more awesome product that we're going to talk about today, which is called VMware Skyline. There's some about this I haven't even, you know, I don't even know yet. So I'm really excited to actually learn on this podcast about this new offering that VMware has called VMware Skyline. And John, we're not the experts on this. And so joining us today on the podcast is one of the VMware Skyline experts, Josh Laurie. Josh, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Super excited to be here.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. This is a pretty cool product. So how long have you been working with VMware Skyline before we dive into some of the details?
Yeah, so I came over to Global Services, who runs VMware support globally. And I came over about a year and a half ago. And from the ISBU, working on VMware Cloud Foundation and VMware Validated Designs.
Nice.
So about a year and a half, Skyline was introduced at VMworld 2017 by Pat and Michael Dell on stage. So that's when it was announced, and then we really hit the ground running with it last year in 2018.
So the one thing I really have to say is every time I hear that word Skyline, I think that's a really cool sounding product name. And I get confused because I feel like generally we have very functional, you know, product names, vSAN, you know, it's, you know, very direct words, but I'm just jealous. I got to say that.
So. Yeah. I'm glad it's not called vSkyline, you know, like everything else.
Yeah. I guess it didn't go through like the corporate branding naming committee because then we would have been like, yeah, vSkyline or something.
Well,
no knock to them, but you know, Skyline is a great name. We were thinking about doing some marketing exercises like inside a Nissan Skyline, and there's a chili company in Ohio that's named Skyline as well. So like eating Skyline chili inside of a Nissan Skyline,
yes.
And using Skyline to proactively support your VMware environment. That would be kind of cool, right?
This has to happen.
I remember
it,
when
it has to happen. Right?
Like we've had code names for projects aligned with cars, but never actually anything shipped that is that cool. So.
We're very lucky.
Well, Josh, why don't you kick us off with the elevator pitch of what VMware Skyline is?
Yeah, thanks for that, Pete. So Skyline was announced or initialized to help customers get out of this reactive break-fix world that they're in today, which is you have a problem, you call support, or you try to troubleshoot it yourself, you call support, we jump in with everything that we got, and we help you root cause and bring you back online. And this world of this reactive firefighting mode, you know, as we build out more and more advanced automated solutions and integrate our products together, we can't have that happen. We need to move into a proactive support value chain,
yeah,
where we're using the data from the products, this telemetry data, to help customers avoid issues before they come up or before they arise. We want to help customers become proactive themselves, proactive IT, so that they can drive digital transformation for their company instead of being on the phone with support. We love talking to our customers, but we want to talk to them about other things, not, you know, trying to bring them back online because something bad happened. That's where this whole thing came from. And VMware is investing a lot of money in, or a lot of time and effort in their support experience for our customers, because that's, you know, where everything gets operationalized. That's where customers are using the products and the rubber meets the road. And if that's a frustrating experience for our customers, we need to fix that. And so we really are striving to bring our customers into this proactive support medium with us through Skyline.
Okay. Yeah. And so what I understood of vSAN Support Insight, that's my only comparison. So help educate me here. vSAN Support Insight collects data, you know, that's anonymized. And this data, you know, it'll show just essentially configuration information, and it'll help the, you know, GSS, you know, troubleshoot your environment should something goes wrong. It's collecting those logs for you. So when you log a support ticket, you don't have to, you know, go through the process of uploading bundles and then, you know, then the troubleshooting begins. So I know it really expedites the process. But the interface of vSAN Support Insight, it's completely in the back. This is only for GSS. This is not a customer tool that they can log in and see. And John, we both have gotten that question before. Like, customers are like, well, we want to see that. Can we get access to that? And so does VMware Skyline differ in that regard? Is there a customer interface?
Yeah, there is, absolutely. What we call Skyline Advisor, which we introduced last year. And Skyline Advisor is essentially a self-service portal where customers can log in and see all of their proactive information across all the products that we support, which are vSphere, vSAN, NSX. We just added Horizon Desktop Virtualization and VROps, and we can also do automated log uploads through that. So that's a self-service portal for customers. The beauty of Skyline is we have the same thing for our GSS team. So, you know, we have thousands of TSCs around the globe that help our customers day in, day out.
Yeah.
And they have access to this information as well. So now you can have a really intimate conversation with support if you do run into an issue. But also if you need help, you know, remediating something proactively, they're there to help.
I like that. So is there any installation, or they just manage this through some web portal that they log on and they can see all their information? Because I'm sure that there are some privacy concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll explain this, the setup process. So it's a really quick setup process for customers. What they'll do is they'll download the Skyline Collector, which is an OVA based on Photon OS. That Skyline Collector will be installed on premises and then hooked up to their endpoints, which are, you know, vCenter, NSX managers, Horizon managers, and the VROps infrastructure. They have all of those things. And then that collector will start to automatically and securely send back the telemetry or product usage data back to VMware so we can analyze that and then provide the proactive findings and all the information to be proactive within Skyline Advisor, which is that self-service portal. And we definitely are working with our customers around their security concerns, privacy concerns. We've done a lot of work on the collector and the backend to make sure that we have the processes in place to make sure our customer data is secured at all times. We encrypt that data in transit with TLS. We go over HTTPS protocols. We have a proxy option for customers if they want to use that. And we are working on things like different external audits. So we're looking at our roadmap, ISO, SOC 1 and 2, just to make sure that we can send out those certifications to our customers and make sure that there is confidence. However, in the meantime, you know, since Skyline's been announced and really been generally available, we almost have 3,000 customers running Skyline today. And that's across all industries, very, very large global customers, financial investment firms, airlines, running Skyline because they want to be proactive. They want to get out of the kind of rut of this break fix world, like I was saying before, and graduate themselves from firefighting school into let's move the business forward and focus on digital transformation, launching a new service, launching a new application, and not spend time on the other stuff.
What I love about these services is the more customers you have phoning into them and the more alerts you're building, you get a network effect on the value of these systems in regards to that, in terms of being able to correlate issues and identify and root cause issues. And it's always fun, you know, you talk about the explosive growth. Having worked in storage, that doesn't shock me. 80% of enterprise storage are Acer Phone Home. So why wouldn't we expect something that sits in, you know, the critical compute and storage IO paths like vSphere? Why wouldn't people want that phoning home and being able to keep that available? I know, you know, I'm sure we see pushback, but the common, you know, statement I always make is, you know, well, my bank trusts it, so I might as well have to trust it. The people, if all the people who, you know, fly me on planes and control my money trust these phone home systems and have done the due diligence, then I probably should also.
No. Yeah, I mean, we take these things very seriously around customers' concerns, security, data privacy. That is top of mind for all of our customers, no matter what industry, no matter what size. So we do take that super seriously. However, you know, like you said, Phone Home has been around for a long time, especially in the hardware space. You look at like NetApp, ActiveIQ, you look at HP's InfoSight. Things have been around for 7+ years. Even Dell has, you know, Support Assist. For the Dell hardware. And that's been around for 7+ years. So it's not a new concept. It's just we're now doing it for software. And so we can start to see that blind spot in between software and hardware now, because a lot of the stuff we can pick up from ESXi, NSX, right, and see into the hardware realm.
Yeah.
But also the other thing that we work with customers on is when you have a problem, you're sending us logs. And logs have information in them, right? So you're already sending us that data. It's just on a as needed basis.
Yep.
In big chunks at a time. This is little chunks at a time, automatically, securely over time, so we can do trend analysis and we can do different ML analysis on it to make sure that we are building Skyline, making it more intelligent for issues that are impactful, because we can see across all of our customer base all the issues that are happening out there across the globe, and then codify that into the Skyline engine very easily, and then warn our customers about these things. So we went from having like 10 rules within the Skyline rule engine to notify customers of these proactive findings and recommendations. Now we have over 200 of rules that are highly impactful. You know, these are downtime situations or misconfiguration items or security vulnerabilities. So it's a whole slew of things across all of the products that we support. And that's really important for us to kind of keep on building that intelligence and also relating it back to things customers are doing today. You're already doing this with your storage array or hardware, OEM, you know, phone home. And then you're already sending logs to all these different vendors when you have a problem. So it's just kind of an evolution of that to get you out of this break fix mode.
You know, I was actually having this conversation just this week with one of our product managers. There was a bug that had been identified with an HPA that would generate a certain log string. And the immediate thing that came to mind was, we've got to get this in the appropriate rules engines for Skyline and BCN Health, because, you know, one, and then the second thought was, one, not only get that rule written, but two, go look and see how widespread this issue is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the plural of anecdote, you know, isn't data, and saying, well, we've run into one customer who's hit this, you'll often find there's some customer who had been sitting on that issue for a year and just thought that, you know, 50% or 50% performance hit was normal, or maybe they weren't using that much of the cluster performance. There's lots of people who are impacted by issues that don't necessarily realize it at the time, as insane as that sounds.
Yeah, it really was, you know, before all these technologies started coming out, it really was a black box as far as a customer's environment and issues that they're facing. We would solve them on a one-off basis. We would create a KB article and then hope that other customers would go view that KB article.
Yeah.
But there's like millions of KB articles. If you go to search now, how do you have time to do that across a very large environment? You don't. So you need automation. You need ML to help you out to see across the complete problem set and then pick out the ones that are most impactful to the most amount of customers and then codify those. I was just working with a very large bank in the United States, and you know, they were like, well, you know, Skyline's awesome. We're going to evaluate it. And then we went back and we started to look at all the SRs that they logged reactively, you know, critical SRs.
Yeah.
And there was like 6 of them over the past few months that, you know, could have been avoided if they were using Skyline already. So we're actually doing like look back analysis on customers that have been logging SRs that, you know, could have avoided those issues.
Smart.
And it's a lot of that data is huge, right? And we want to help our customers get out of that mode and help them avoid these problems.
I view this as a huge shift in how support operates, because if you've ever, you know, spent any life in a support desk, or as some people in large faceless corporations sometimes call it, hell desk, it's this brutal cycle that's often follows this set of rules known as ITIL. It's this framework for how you manage support queues, and there's this mathematical formula called Erlang, where you basically try to manage wait times, and it basically is this, it's a numbers game, and it's really kind of faceless and barbaric, and it never actually goes towards improving products. And this move towards proactive identification, proactive support, getting the information, support no longer being firewalled off from engineering, but support having a direct conduit to show engineering, hey, this issue we keep running into, this is the scope of the impact, and do the show back internally to the product managers and say, this is the cost of these quality defects. This is a complete, you know, we are torching the ITIL book in a certain way with how this operates.
Yeah, it was really run as silos for the past, 10 plus years. And we optimized, the most we could out of this reactive kind of siloed support model. But now, customers are demanding that, companies move on, and customer support is becoming more important when you're looking at buying functions for solutions like ours. And yeah. So we need to hook up support, not as an afterthought, but as, wow, we're transitioning to cloud. Companies are transitioning to as a service. Support is turned on right away. There's no lag anymore. You have all of the product turned on right away in a cloud service. And so we need to be super tight with our engineering teams. Support and engineering need to be sharing data back and forth. And it's now getting baked into the product. That's the difference. Before, support wasn't an afterthought. It was, the hell desk, like you mentioned, fighting the fires with the customers, and then trying to stream back issues here and there to the engineering team. But engineering was already working on the next thing. And so now it is like, now that we're baking these support functions into the product, you talked about vSAN Health before and vSphere Health, and now Skyline's getting baked into things like VROps, the VROps UI. The product teams are shipping Skyline code with their products. That you can't ignore it anymore, nice. Right? So it's part of the product engineering, and VMware is an engineering led company.
Very much so.
So we need to do that more, and I think 2019 is the year that we really start to build that muscle, that connection to the product teams with things like Skyline. We have other things going on, John and Pete, like in-product support. So if you go log into Cloud Services Console today, you'll see all the support channels baked into the products like VMC on AWS and Cloud Automation Service. And even Skyline has in-product support channels baked into itself in Skyline Advisor. So, kind of help at the customer's fingertips, but that's being shipped with the products. It's not just people and process that are sitting in a help desk as an afterthought anymore. And what's happening is it's turning out to be not a hell desk anymore, but now the TSCs know more about their customers. They're not searching in the dark with a flashlight every time they call in. A customer calls in with a problem. Now they know. They know who's calling in. They know their configuration. They can have this intimate conversation about, yes, I see where the problem is. Let's collect those logs and get you on your way. Or they can say, oh, this customer has 5 critical proactive findings. Let's help you remediate those things so you don't run into them. And then what happens is they start to become the Indiana Jones, because today they're just dealing with volume and they're dealing with issues that they've already solved, but in just different slanted ways. So that gets monotonous. And so they want to work on the hardest, top problems. And Skyline and all this automated support technology that's coming out now is helping them move up that stack as a support engineer. And they can use all this data in front of them like they haven't been able to before, which it's changing the whole career ladder for our support team. And we have, thousands of them around the globe.
Well, and it used to be your support org, you basically had this tier one group. And I used to manage an MSP support desk. And you had this guy whose basically job was to furiously hit control F or grep or whatever and try to match a known pattern and then follow a highly prescriptive thing. And unfortunately, just because of the repetitive nature of customers hitting the same bug over and over again, you had to have a lot of that. But you're kind of flipping this pyramid upside down, really, in terms of needing to have having a group that's much heavier hitting. Basically the end game being everyone going straight to, tier two, tier three type support resources. It's going to be more enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah. And I really love the reactive versus, I really love the proactive versus reactive approach. I used to work at a storage company, and customers would always say they love the fact that, they would come into work and there'd be a hard drive sitting on their desk, and they would say, oh, well, based on some analytics, there are some drives that were having some errors and it's going to fail. It hasn't failed yet. It's going to fail soon. So here's here's the new hard drive replacement. And so this has been going on for years, this proactive approach to, you know, keeping infrastructure up and running. And I love the fact that VMware has continued that same concept with a proactive approach to, you know, full, you know, software support. Like you said, VMware is an engineering company. You know, this is a lot of software that's running the data center. And now we can proactively say, how many pieces of software do you have? And what are the problems with the specific configuration that you have? And what are known problems, and proactively fix those? I think that's just amazing.
Well, and this actually solves a lot of the known unknowns and the unknown unknowns issues. Because one approach has been for a while to basically people say, I want to deploy VDI. Okay. There's lots of, in theory, but, you know, there's a million different configurations I could deploy it in. How do I reduce that risk? And so what people would do is say, well, I'm going to follow a reference architecture. And for the hardware, I'm going to buy a converged infrastructure. I'm going to buy this blocky thing that has a very fixed configuration. But you lost a lot of agility. You lost a lot of cost efficiencies. You often paid a premium and you ended up deploying resources and things you didn't need, or missing out on some really cool features that weren't part of that design or that fixed configuration, because you were trying to control for running into these, you know, various, you know, support issues or these known issues. And what I'm kind of excited about this adaptive support model and this proactive identification is it should hopefully let customers have a bit more freedom in their designs and not feel that if stability is the number one goal, they need to kind of cripple their design or be that shop who says, well, we only upgrade every 18 months. We're 3 years behind on upgrades because we want well-worn roads ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing that. And, you know, I think there's a fine line in that statement, which is that you need to have standardization. You know, the largest clouds in the world aren't building clouds on snowflakes. You know, each region is built differently. It's the same infrastructure across everything. You know, Amazon, Azure, Google Cloud, even VMC and AWS, it's the same infrastructure. And I think customers are learning from that. You know, you can't build snowflakes in all your different environments. However, some customers need flexibility in different areas, and we're able to help them now with using this data of known issues. And, you know, what's really exciting is as we get better kind of identifying known issues that are out there across the VMware ecosystem, we're going to start breaking into the unknown issues, right? Like, it, you know, if a customer X does these three things in this order, there's probably going to be an issue, right? And we can inform them, hey, if you do that third thing, there may be an issue there. And so we can start actually looking at things that haven't even come up yet in our KB system, things that we haven't even solved. And that's really where the tie-in between the product engineering team and the support team that's, you know, really driving the data and the analytics around Skyline can really help across not only private cloud infrastructure, hybrid cloud infrastructure, because you start looking at things like, you know, the VPN architecture and HCX and NSX, you know, kind of everywhere across all these different clouds. And then you got digital workspace. You know, we just broke into Horizon. We added that product just recently to Skyline. So you got virtual desktops, you got the mobile devices, and then you got IoT. And if we can support all three of those realms, you know, private, hybrid, and the digital workspace proactively and start to move into, you know, unknown issues and even autonomic, there's a lot of trust we need to build with customers before we get there. But we could really have a self-driving data center, just like there's cars that are self-driving. And, you know, people are starting to trust more cars. Tesla and Volvo are doing a really good job to, you know, drive their passengers. We could get there. You know, maybe in 2-3 years, based on the work that we're doing right now with Skyline and some of the other support technologies.
Well, and this reminds me kind of the Six Sigma mentality of let's start with the most common issues and work towards the most outward and complicated and conflating issues, and just keep driving more levels of resiliency and more as we go through. But I do love that we're pushing this into the higher end products. We're pushing, you know, or farther, not higher end, but farther up the stack products like Realize Automation or Horizon or things like that are sitting higher up, because, you know, as we mentioned earlier, this element of phone home and this type of known issues, this has been at the lower level infrastructure for a while. No, it's not new there, but looking around and you know, the operating system and the hypervisor and these higher level spaces, this isn't something that's necessarily out there. I feel like we really or taking a leading position here.
Yeah, and it was interesting. Last summer, IDC contacted us, and independently, without us kind of knowing, they wanted to write a market note around Skyline. And one of their software support analysts has been in the industry for 10 plus years. She was basically in that market note. It states that VMware Skyline is kind of the leading edge in proactive support technologies for enterprise software companies. And so, you know, early on in Skyline's, you know, history, we got this, you know, validation from independent analysts. And that was great. That was great to see, because when we think of, you know, proactive support, you know, we're thinking about, you know, what Amazon's doing and Azure is doing and Google Cloud. They have proactive support technologies out there for their cloud customers, but they don't have the ecosystem and the breadth that VMware has, which is private cloud infrastructure. Not all of them anyways. They have private cloud infrastructure, digital workspace infrastructure, the hybrid cloud infrastructure across all these different partners. I mean, it's a very unique situation for us to lead in this area. And that could become part of our brand, which is, you know, oh, wow, we're going to stick with VMware because they have the best, easiest, least customer effort support experience out there. Right. Oh, yeah. And that's what we're hoping to do.
I think the evolution of this is just going to naturally evolve to people are just going to come to appreciate this like they do, like the storage vendors have always been doing. I think as customers start to see their SRs resolved proactively or even immediately, you know, compared to, you know, the previous times when it would take longer or they would incur outages, I think this is just going to speak for itself. I really don't think that there's going to be a time. I think in a very near future, there's going to be a time when this just becomes the norm for everybody.
Well, and I think to, you know, another major player in a lot of similar spaces that we're in that I used to work for a partner and have to deal with. And it felt like their support attitude was very much growing the opposite way of it's, please have a partner or someone, you know, be the interlude and support. So this is increasingly a differentiator across the stack.
Yeah. And also to that point, you see some of the new startup companies, you know, like Pure Storage, they do a really good job with support in general, but their proactive support technology is really, really good. So they, you know, they started later in the game and they could build from ground zero what they wanted from a support experience. And they're doing really, really well. They're a good partner of ours. Wow. You know, I just recently met their CEO. He really cares about the customer experience and also the support experience, which is like kind of one and the same, because that's where his hardware and software is running. So yeah, when you look at some of the smaller guys too, they're really focused on that aspect to win customers and keep customers for life. And that's actually one of the mottos of Scott Batos, our chief customer officer, is how do we build relationships with our customers that last a lifetime? It's a really hard thing to do, but it can't just be feature and function. It needs to be more than that. So what are those things? You know, is it the relationships that we build with our account teams? Yes, absolutely. Is it the relationships we build on the support end? Yes, absolutely. That's where you're dealing with the products. So that kind of rings true to everybody that works within support is, man, we want to build relationships for a lifetime with these customers.
I like it. So you've got the Skyline Collector collecting all the data. You've got the Skyline Advisor that's helping with any potential issues, proactively fixing your environments. Is there another part of VMware Skyline that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, so you got the Collector, you got Skyline Advisor, which is where you get the proactive information. You can also automate your log uploads across all the products that I mentioned before. But also our TSEs, our technical support engineers, have access to what we call Skyline Viewer internally. And essentially, that's the same data that customers are seeing in Advisor. It's just the internal version of it. And so that way, when you do call in, or you do send us a log, or you have a question about your proactive finding, they can pull all of that up and have context and have that intimate conversation with you instead of you as a customer having to repeat that 8 times.
Can you send me some logs? Can you send me more logs? Do you got logs from last week by any chance? I'd really like to see logs from a month ago. No, I mean, that was always my experience when I called support was they were trying to do trend analysis. I get what they're trying to do, but it feels like stalling, honestly. And I know it's not, but it's you know, it's the difference between, you know, the caveman, you know, with a chisel and, you know, the spaceman with a jetpack and a laser gun, you know, trying to solve the issue. So.
Yeah. And you know, you head off for a night and you're like, okay, I'm going to go get some rest. I've been working on this issue. And then you got to repeat the same thing to a new technical support engineer the next day, right? And so this is helping to keep the context and shed some light on what's going on. So that's the other part of Skyline. You know, all this is super easy to stand up. Like I said, I think I said earlier, for a customer to install the collector, they can get started in like 30 minutes. If they have their My VMware ID, they have, you know, their vCenter access ready to go, NSX, if they want to hook that up. It's a very non-intrusive installation process. It's very quick. And within 48 hours, you'll start to see data flowing into Skyline Advisor, where you can start to act on the proactive findings, use Log Assist, which is the automated log upload functionality. And the great part about all of this is it's included with the support contract. So any production support customer or premier support customer, so that's like business critical support, mission critical support, healthcare critical support, they have access to this at no additional cost. So they don't have to go and add this to an ELA or create a PO or anything. It's just included in their support subscription that they're already active on.
Nice. So Josh, I have probably a stupid question, but I can call support and have them help me set it up, right?
Yeah. So really, if you're a premier support customer, so MCS, BCS, healthcare critical, you have your dedicated support team to help you install, or if you already are installed and have Skyline running, they can help you through a remediation plan with all the proactive findings that are coming up. If you're a production support customer, we have a support community on VMTN. So our VMware communities, we have a Skyline community there that we help customers self-service, but get their questions answered very, very quickly because we have support teams moderating that community. So there's some very talented folks in our Bangalore center that are just Skyline experts to the max, and they help customers day in, day out in that community. So I would highly advise customers, if you do need help installing, or you know, you need help understanding something that's in Skyline, go to the Skyline community on VMTN.
Well, and this is something that's even across different support groups. I know the vSAN support team, they hang out on VMTN. It's support avoidance is, I guess, the concept of trying to avoid the even need to create support tickets by just providing more community information. I love this proactive approach of, instead of trying to set the goal of how many tickets you can close, instead just try to solve all of the customer issues up front and as quickly as possible and prevent the need to even create issues. It really, again, is just a change from the old ways of support.
Yeah. And that's how we're using it. I think it's more of self-service, where customers can get, most of our customers are experts in our technology anyway, so they want to try to troubleshoot themselves.
Yeah.
They don't want to have to call support. And if they can find the answer in a community very quickly, they're going to be very happy about that. And, you know, the fact that we're investing in our communities and we actually have VMware staffed employees monitoring those communities, so every question is answered, that's great. We also want, you know, customers and partners, you know, just experts on our technology to start answering questions as well and contributing their skills and their knowledge back. So it doesn't have to be all on VMware staff. And that's what the community is really great for, is that community engagement across the board to do support, to contribute your skills and knowledge and grow your career. I mean, there's a ton of V experts out there in the community. And so, you know, we want to leverage that medium to help our customers as well.
I love it. Man, reduce time to resolution, proactive support, self-service portals. This seems like a fully baked support solution. I like it a lot.
Yeah, thanks. Team's been working hard to make sure customers are getting value.
I know what I'm going off to go install in the lab after this. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So VMworld's coming up, Josh. Is this is there anything that we can look forward to, whether it's announcements or maybe sneak peeks at what's coming, what's new with VMware Skyline? Anything? Are you going to be at VMworld?
Yes, we're definitely going to be at VMworld in full force with Skyline. Really, what we want to build on with Skyline is moving customers from that reactive support model into the proactive realm. However, we're already looking at that next step for Skyline and proactive support. And what is that? That's autonomic self-driving data center. And you heard Pat speak about Project Magna last year. I think Ray also spoke about it. And so really working with that team to move customers into that next step, which is resolving issues in the product or the customer's environment and just letting them know we did it without them having to remediate anything, you know. So that's, you know, building a lot of trust, but, you know, you'll see more information around that piece. You know, we're going to have some big partner announcements with Skyline. So you'll see that. And then, you know, we announced last VMworld our partnership with IBM Watson. So we didn't get to talk about this yet, guys, but we did a very large partnership announcement last year around Watson and using it for global services. So we're going to be injecting NLP and AI into our support hubs and also Skyline to make those things even smarter and reduce customer effort. So there's a demo out there or like a video on what's called Fast Track to Experts. And this is, you know, you're typing in your problem into our support portal, My VMware, as it stands today. And Watson is helping to determine what that problem is, when it happened, what version, based on what you're typing. And then it's going to match that to an expert that's solved that problem before. So you don't have to go through these rounds of, I needed to transfer you to this expert. I need to transfer you to this specialist and this product. We'll connect.
Oh, no, you're skipping a spot. You're skipping a step. Before I can transfer you to the expert, I need to go through these 20 basic questions that you're going to want to kill me.
Yeah.
Wait. So the guy who can beat anyone, beat anybody at Jeopardy is going to be helping me with my support. This is great.
So. Yeah. So we are completely flipping that model on its head with Watson. So you'll see more of that as well. And we're really excited. So yeah, there's going to be some really big nuggets there. We're very excited about VMworld US in San Francisco this year and Barcelona. You know, Barcelona is my favorite event of VMware, so it's great.
So Pete, remember, no typing your Jeopardy questions or crossword puzzles into the VMware support interface just to get lots of help. That is cheating. EdPub trivia.
Ooh, I like that. Very cool. Josh, this has been awesome. We're gonna leave a couple of links to the VMware Skyline portal and some of the videos that Josh mentioned, as well as a couple of blog posts that you're going to want to put your eyes on. And then, after the fact, we're going to also leave some links to some VMworld sessions that I'm sure you're going to want to catch when you get to VMworld this year. John, anything else for Josh before we take off?
No, I just want everyone who's listening to the podcast to go install Skyline because I want them to see like a little like bump after this episode drops for how many Skyline customers they have. So
that's it. That's our call to action. I love it. Josh, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you for having me on.
All right, well, that music tells me it's time to go. And so if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at podcast@vmware.com. You can subscribe to us on your podcast app of choice by searching Virtually Speaking Podcast. You can catch this in all episodes at vspeakingpodcast.com. A big thanks to Josh for joining us this week and talking some Skyline. We're back next week, but until then, bye for now.
Enough of this jibber jabber.